With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you heard of this TV One's The Bobby DeBar Story? My assistant, Nicole, was like, Rashad, the Bobby DeBarge story is being told. She was like, that's the story. That's the one. She's listening right now. So I'm going to have you give her a big shout out at the end, okay?
Yeah.
In the studio, I have Roshan Fagan and Adrian Carcel.
Marcel.
So sorry. Marcel. Forgive me. I'm sure you've been called worse.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you both.
Lied. Yeah.
Superstars.
Yeah. All day.
So let's jump. And lead film star, Roshan, let me go to you. Okay. Okay. Best known for your role is Tableau.
Yeah, on Shake It Up. Disney
Shake
Channel.
It Up. Yep. Yeah, Disney Channel.
Greenleaf on Oprah's Network.
That's right.
We rocking.
You rocking, man.
Yeah.
And now you landed this DeBarge.
Yeah.
The Bobby DeBarge story.
That's right.
Right. Obviously, you kind of look like him.
That's what they say. You know, I got the first qualification. That's light skin.
That's right.
So yeah. I got that.
You passed that test.
I passed that test for sure.
You passed that test.
Yeah.
And Adrian Marcel.
Yeah.
In the film, you're an R&B singer.
Yeah.
Right. Platinum-selling R&B singer,
yeah.
Adrian Marcel, first hit the Billboard charts in 2014 with the anthem 2 a.m.
Yeah, man.
It's been a ride.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's for sure. I came a long way since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're in this movie thing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the differences, man.
Yeah.
All right, what's the difference here? You got this movie deal.
Yeah.
You know. Now, are you real singing?
Yeah. No, for sure. it's definitely real. But, I mean, it's different in a lot of ways, man. I mean, singing, you know, it's a lot of, you know, creativity and, like, really, like, being on point. You got to take care of that, you know. It's a little more focused. And from my perspective, you know, coming into acting and doing this as my first role,
yeah,
it's for me, it was just completely fun and loose, you know what I mean, to be somebody else, you know, or and better yet, to put it better, not just be somebody else, but to wear someone else's shoes, to empathize with someone else and their issues. How do you relate to that and portray that on camera? You know what I mean? So it's always been something that I've studied and I've always wanted to do, man. So, you know, I'm super grateful to TV One and Swirl Films, man, for allowing me to play this part, you know, for James in the movie.
Roshan, you play Bobby DeBarge.
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously you have to learn about the character.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at some of the dynamics of Bobby's history?
No. I'm born and raised in the business.
So you knew?
Yeah. I got my pops is an old school veteran. Mm-hmm. Roy Fagan from Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
Ken Ivory Wayne days.
Mm-hmm. What?
Robert Townsend days. Yeah, he's legendary, man.
Damn!
Yeah. So I came up in this thing knowing the spirits and the demons that are surrounding Hollywood and the show business. So when I heard the story, I wasn't too surprised. It's a common story out here in these streets. But what I didn't know is all of the amazing things that Bobby brought to the table for not just him, but his brothers and sisters in music business forever. I didn't know that he was killing it like that.
What made you say yes to this script? Because there's always a choice.
Yeah.
What made you say, yes, I want to do this?
It's an untold story. People need to know what's really going on, you know? You can't just judge a book by its cover because you think you know what happened. His story is so special, you know? And he went through a lot of stuff. I think when I heard the script and I read the script, I was like, you know, this could help people, man.
Mm-hmm.
And this could give people answers when they need it, when they see it, and they can relate and they can say, oh, okay, so I shouldn't do that.
Right.
Oh, that's not the move to make.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So yeah, I just looked at it as an opportunity to help, man, help and educate people.
Let me ask both of you.
Yeah.
What is it in this movie that will touch people? Mm. I know you can't give it away, yeah, but what is it that will just resonate with people and touch them and maybe impact them?
I think for the most part, you know, everyone goes through their level of pain,
yeah,
and their level of trauma. So even preparing for these roles, I think a lot of the cast had to find the relation with their character. Mm-hmm. So for me playing James, we're very different in a lot of ways, but no matter the trauma that they experienced from their father, from each mm-hmm. other, from the drug addictions and everything else, I have my own level of trauma having a big family mm-hmm. and yeah. older brothers
you
and
tapped
older
into
sisters.
That.
Yeah. So I had to tap into certain emotions that as you get older, you kind of get over because you say, hey, that's just the little brother syndrome. That's how you do. But how did it make you feel? And I think that people mm-hmm. will relate to this movie because everyone goes through their own level of it.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel something at the end of this movie, then I don't think you're really human. Mm-hmm. You know yeah. what I mean? You can't mm-hmm. be, you couldn't be human because there is so much of this going on in the world today, period, yep. that's affecting all of us now that we have internet and we can see it. It's right in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That this was a real story. This is legit. This is not fiction.
Mm-hmm.
They went through this.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, that's the craziest part is that it's real.
Yeah.
And you know, you get to see it firsthand and really feel for, you know, them and the family. And
yeah.
it's crazy, man.
You humanize the family.
You humanize exactly. the family.
Right.
Exactly. You know, the media can change it into anything, but true. When you see it firsthand and you feel something, then your decision on what you believe changes a little bit.
I had a great interview and conversation with Spike Lee months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Wow. And Spike said something to me that I thought was really, really powerful. He said, the best actors are those that can identify mm. through experience mm. with the character they're
exactly.
playing.
Right.
How much of it was you, Roshan, mm-hmm.
yeah.
and how much of it was you identifying mm. with Bobby?
Oh, man. I'm gonna keep it real. It's probably like 50-50.
50-50.
You know, you can only imagine me as a youngster growing up with all the knowledge.
And you were in the industry.
In the industry. You know, yeah. I was on Disney Channel for 10 years or so, or something like that. And that's a whole nother animal, a whole nother machine. And,
right.
you know, as a kid, you can only imagine the type of stuff going on. You
that's
know what
right.
I mean? And so 50-50 came from me, one of the, you know, I'm an artist as well. I make music. I produce music. Mm-hmm. I write music. And I do all these other things. I've been dancing all my life. And I've been pushed in a certain pocket in a certain box that I can't get out of, and a lot of pain has come from that and trying to, you know, break out and do my own thing. But on the other side, you know, there's family issues of growing up in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of financial conversations and arguments about, you know, where I want to be and where other people see me being. But then for Bobby's story, I just felt like he dealt with a lot of that too. And on his half, I could really relate to that and bring it all together and be like, all right, 100%, it's still the same story.
We got more on the other side. We're looking forward to this. We got more on the other side so that we can tell you how to check it out. 404-892-2703, get you in the combo. Yeah. Realest Man on Radio. Still in the studio, I have Roshan Fagan mm-hmm. playing Bobby DeBarge in the movie, The Bobby DeBarge Story. Also, Adrian Marcel in the building. Thank you both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Singing to acting.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of a transition.
Exactly.
How difficult
yeah.
was it?
Not much. Not really, man. You know, I went to school. I went to an art school, Oakland School for the Arts,
mm-hmm.
For high school. So it was a charter school. You know, every emphasis you could think of was there. And I was accepted for theater and vocal.
Wow.
I left theater because of the essays or whatnot that they wanted us to start writing. So I was like, oh, no, I'm going to head to choir. You know, so, but I'm a performer at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've toured with, you know, a lot of the greats, man, and it's something that's kind of always just been in me. You know, performing is where I live at. You know what I'm saying? Like singing, I love singing, I love acting, I love entertaining, but being on that stage is really where I get to, you know, show off.
Okay.
And it's almost the same thing with acting. You know, it's you're performing. You
yeah.
know, you are, you know, you of course you're relating to whatever character you have, but you know, that camera's on you and that light is on you. So it was kind of a swift transition for me.
Roshan,
mm-hmm.
who are you off stage? What do you like to do? Who's your influence?
I'm Roshan off stage. You know what I mean? I love anything creative. Mm-hmm. I've been in the game doing pretty much everything from, you know, dancing, singing, performing, like Adrian. Acting. I literally enjoy and in love with being a artist, mm-hmm. and a creator. Mm-hmm. So that is my off time and my on time. You know, I produce music. I started a record label. Mm-hmm. I care about the music so much to find other artists and try to change, you know, the generations to come with better music and different vibes. And biggest influences are anybody that's changing stuff. If you change the stuff, you making dope stuff. I'm a big fan of yours. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's important to you outside of the career of being an artist?
Yeah.
What's important to you in this world?
My family.
Family.
Yeah, family. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, as an entertainer, whether it's acting, singing, both, whatever it is, you know, you have to be somebody else to be able to do this job.
Right.
You know, you have to tune into a certain part of you, you know, and let go of another part of you, you know. So you have to have that balance to bring you back, to let you know what's reality and what's the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, my family, my kids, that's where I have my real time, mm-hmm. you know, to enjoy life, to, like Roshan was saying, to find that creativity. Mm-hmm. You know, I create off of based on what I live and what I experience and the people around me, you know. So I have to have that realness to keep me balanced, because we're all susceptible to be like Bobby
and
the Barge family and kind of get lost.
Lost in the sauce. For me, I mean, I have to agree with Adrian. Absolutely, my family, you know, my mom and my pops and brothers and sisters got me to where I am today. And I got to repay them. That's really what it is. You know what I mean?
You remind me of another Spike Lee conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And you being a seasoned actor.
Yeah.
And Adrian being a new actor coming out of the music business to do this acting thing.
Right.
And I'm sure in the music business is a similar experience.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of rejection. Spike Lee said, man, he said, all actors are kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Right.
No
and he said, because you guys experienced so much rejection.
So much. Man, it's crazy.
How do you balance that with still being sure about who you are in your everyday life?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Obviously, it kind of gets numbing after a while, I would say. But then for me, I'm looking for rejection.
Okay.
I'm almost anticipating rejection so much that I'm surprised when it doesn't happen.
Wow.
You see? So it's one of those things.
It's a conditioning.
It's a conditioning, and you use it, and you're excited about it, because I use rejection as a way to try new things.
Yeah.
So that didn't work. Let me try this. It becomes a part of the creative process.
Right.
Of like, all right, let me see what happens if I do this, if I do that. Oh damn, I got the part. You know what I mean?
I think on top of that, for me especially, is It's faith, you know what I mean? I think it comes down to belief and just what you feel your purpose is, you know what I mean? And I look at, I'm very in tune with my life and experiences and what I've been through, because I'm a songwriter and I have to take note of it. You know, those lessons, everything you've been through is for a reason, and everything in my life has pushed me towards music. And even this movie, it wasn't forced. It wasn't me going out and being rejected as I've gone through many a times trying to break into acting. It was, what's for you is for you.
That's right.
You know, and your faith in yourself, your faith in God, that should drive you to always be able to say, well, hey, these rejections are not really losses. They're lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's like being late to something and then something happened while you was late.
That's right. That's why I never trip off of nothing. You can't trip off of nothing. Everything's written already. If it's yours, it's yours, for sure.
You need to learn what you need to learn first, the steps. And I would rather go through those steps in time, you know, rather than jump. And again, bringing it back to the Bobby DeBarge story, again, just, you know, life being, you know, rolled by drugs and rock and roll and sex, you know.
And slow down a little bit.
Yeah,
you don't go too fast and spin out of control. Real.
I need to take notes from you guys. You guys have a much better philosophy than I do. if my Facebook post gets rejected, I get mad as hell.
Oh, nah, man. Okay?
Right.
All right. June 29th, 8 p.m. June 29th, 8 p.m., TV One.
Yeah.
Bobby DeBarge story.
Yeah.
June 29th, 8 p.m. on TV One.
Tune in.
Man, listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on the news that night or not, but wherever I'm at, I'm going to make sure I Devo this.
My man.
I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to talk about it. Y'all better be good, damn it.
Hey, you won't be disappointed. You got
faith. I'm really looking forward to it. How can people follow you on social media?
Yeah. I'm Roshon on all of my platforms. R-O-S-H-O-N. That's the official me.
Yeah. Wow. Adrian Marcel on Instagram. Adrian Marcel on all platforms. Yeah.
That's it. Thank you both, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you.
All right. 404-922-7703. We're still in the conversation. Make sure you check out the Bobby DeBarge story. June 29th, 8 p.m. on TV One. Great, great, great cast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.